This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman. Nate Elger is the new Grand Traverse County Administrator. Last night, the County Board of Commissioners approved Elger's contract, making it official. Elger was born and raised in the area and is raising two kids here.
I live in Kingsley, married to my high school sweetheart, and we've lived in Kingsley now for roughly 17 years.
Elger has been second in command at the county sheriff's office for 16 years. He's also served on the Kingsley Village Council. IPR's Morgan Springer spoke with him about his plans for the county.
Former Administrator Tom Menzel lasted about 2 years on the job. Then the most recent Administrator Vicki Uppel lasted about 5 months. There seems to be a fair amount of turmoil in the county right now. I think some people might wonder, why do you even want the job?
Well, stability is the answer to that question overall. This is a place that I don't vacation. I don't come here and stop on the way to the sand dunes. I've lived here my entire life and have served this county since I was 19, essentially. And I love working here. I love living here. There's not been a day at the sheriff's office that I have regretted coming to work. And I've had a very great career, and it's been an honor to serve. So when I see all the movement and the short stints of administration, I want to step into that role and provide the county long-term stability in that role.
Okay, so you have this commitment to this job, to this area. What changes are you hoping to make to the county in the near future?
In the near future, I'd like to get some stability within the county, and there are a couple of positions in the administration of the county that I need to get filled. One of them is the deputy administrator, and one of them is the human resources director. Both of those positions have lacked stability in the last few years, and I'd like to see them in place and with a long-term commitment so we can better serve the employees within the county.
So let's talk about the employees a bit. When I've interviewed you in the past as undersheriff, you've talked about how employee benefits have slowly reduced, how raises have been minimal, and how all this is affecting employee morale and making it harder to retain people in the county. Do you have plans to boost employee morale or make changes?
Yeah, I think that the employees have, over the last couple of years, right, wrong, or indifferent, the employees have kind of sheltered in place. As you stated, historically, we've had this discussion about the reduction of benefits, the freezing of pay for some contracts, not all contracts, but for some have caused some animosity with the employees. And there are ways to get around that in a non-wage environment. I think you can go to the employees and you can engage the employees. They want to feel appreciated and they want to have input. I think it's critical that we do that. We engage them and we listen to what they say because they do have input as to what they're doing and how they're doing it. As far as wages go, I think the financial condition of the county is coming around. And we are looking at creative ways to increase the overall package for the employees to make it more attractive to come to Grand Traverse County and to stay at Grand Traverse County.
It's kind of impossible to talk about the county's financial situation without talking about pension debt. So I just want to go back for a second. The last report from Michigan's retirement system said that Grand Traverse County's pension debt was about $50 million. And Grand Traverse County was putting less money towards it than any other county in the state. But since then, county commissioners have decided to pay more money toward the pension debt, and they say that they have a plan to get out of the debt. Have you been following this, and do you think the county is doing enough to address the debt problem?
Well, I have been following it. I've been in the interim county administrator role since February, and essentially, you know, state law requires that we be 60% funded of our pension obligation, and we're close right now. The last valuation that you have and referred to was pre-2017. And since that January 1st, 2017 date, the county has put nearly $17 million towards that pension obligation, either through its monthly payments or additional payments. That was a board decision. The board opted to take that money and make those payments to MERS. So they are paying down the debt. The debt is close to 60% funded, if not 60% funded, and we hope to know that with the valuation in June.
I want to shift gears and talk a little bit about the jail. Two people committed suicide in the jail over the past year, and there is a report from 2014 that says the jail has a lot of hanging risks. I'm also working on a story right now about how more than 10 former inmates say one of the major issues at the jail is that they feel like they're being harassed and bullied by staff. Now, you're second in command at the sheriff's department as of right now as the undersheriff, which is in charge of the jail. And I'm wondering, how do we get to the point where, like, in a given year, two people commit suicide?
Well, you can take all the precautions you can, and we do take all the precautions we can to prevent inmate suicides. That is not only physically in terms of the overall structure of the jail, but we also have programs in place for mental health assessments and medical assessments. There are ways that the inmates can reach out for help if they need to be assisted in terms of mental health. That being said, you cannot completely eliminate the risk of suicide in our jail. And the suicides that have occurred may or may not have been able to be prevented. And we can't talk about that openly because we're involved in some litigation. But I can tell you that sometimes you just can't prevent everything from occurring.
Do you think there are things that could have been done differently, both by the county and more directly by the sheriff's department?
Again, because of the litigation that's pending, I don't think we should get into specifics about what we think we should have done or could have done. Obviously, nobody's perfect, and but the nature of our jail, the way it's designed and laid out, it's an old jail, and there are, by design, there are issues with our jail.